Second one first. Always hit the second one first. Welcome back to the Second One First podcast. We are doing things a little different this week. Initially, the plan called for Heath McCall not to be joining us because he was out of town for work. So we got a special guest host. I want to introduce Ian.
Hey, guys. What's up? How's it going?
Ian just had the high voice.
That's the high friendly voice. Hi, Ian.
Ian's a non-threatening voice. However, Heath made it work, and he's live with us from Boston, actually.
Yeah, baby. Here I am. But we do have to talk about the non-threatening voice too, because if you call Vinny's cell phone at seven, just kidding, I won't give out your number. But if you call his cell phone, he has the non-threatening voice. Hey, you've reached Vinny. I can't reach the phone right now.
I recorded that. I recorded that like 15 years ago. I think 20 years ago, probably.
It's a keeper for sure.
It's yeah. Very non-threatening.
So, welcome to Ian, our friend of the pod. We've known Ian for 24 years now. I have, at least.
Yeah, 1997.
Yeah, so he's a golf buddy of ours, goes out with us all the time, so he's well aware of our shenanigans on the course, but scale 1 to 10, how nervous are you right now?
Dude, I'm a solid 6 right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
God, I just want to do good, you know? I want to be great. I want you guys to like be happy that I'm here for you and making this happen.
You know what podcast you're on, right?
Yeah, I know. The most important golf podcast.
You've heard this before, right?
Is the most important golf podcast.
You like to subscribe?
That nobody's listening to.
Exactly. So, like Ian, please like and subscribe. Second one first at anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Should we just hop right into it, boys? So a little tour talk?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Obviously, this week was off on the PGA because of Olympic golf. Men's golf, at least. The women's golf starts today, I believe. So obviously a lot happened there over in Tokyo. Xander Schauffele wins the gold. We have
Xander, a U.S. citizen.
A different Rory wins silver. Rory Sabatini.
The best story of men's golf Olympics in Tokyo.
You think so?
I think so.
I got a lot of questions. But yes, Rory Sabatini.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a 7-man playoff for bronze where CT Pan wins.
Which was also amazing.
Crazy.
And great.
Crazy. That back nine was nuts. But let's go to Rory, the best golfer. Ian, why is that the best story?
Well, so the story about him is he's from South Africa. Right?
Correct. Yep.
And his wife is from Slovakia.
That's why he did it? Okay. I was wondering why he did it.
No.
Yep.
Well, it goes a little bit deeper than that, but that's kind of how it started. Her cousin or like brother is the head of like the golf federation in Slovakia. And he was the one who was the first one to say like, hey, you should become a Slovakian citizen. And then it turned to the Olympics, which turned into this story we have now.
I think what happened was he joined the Slovakian team just so he can make the Olympics.
Oh,
because he wasn't going to make about a South African team.
Absolutely. He would not be in the Olympics if he was not playing for Slovakia.
Yeah, like, this is all a sham, right?
Yes.
I looked it up. He was the 191st ranked golfer in the world prior to the Olympics.
I will say, no matter what, though, he did shoot the lowest round in Olympic golf history.
Yeah. Right.
So congrats to him on that. But like, come on. No. It's like me being like, oh, it's like the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yes.
So that's what this is. This is cool runnings of golf.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Get on up. It's golfing time.
That's exactly what this is.
This made me think, like, I think Heath, if you wanted to, like, find a country who will take you, just get a little bit better in your golf game, and you could legit be in the Olympics in 2025 or 6.
He does have a point.
I'm going to play for Azerbaijan in 2024.
That's amazing.
I'm going to have to get divorced and then remarried, and maybe that could happen.
No, you just go apply for citizenship down there. You're just going to have to give up the U.S.
You can just do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could, huh?
You can work remote.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw
he was beautiful there.
When I saw he was playing for Slovakia, I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah. There's some stuff going on.
Well, even the announcers are like, he just moved there to grow the game of golf. Oh. It's not about...
Yeah,
for the Olympics. And I was like, that's bull honky.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Yeah. It can be both. Like, you can want to do good for Slovakia and like also want an opportunity in the Olympics, but the Olympics seals it. Like,
100%.
This is it.
Well, at least he finished silver, though, right? I mean, at least it paid off. However, though, do you know who's got to go off to war now?
Oh, our Korean friends.
Yes. Kim Si-woo and Im Sung-jae. Gone. Off to war.
Gone. Man, what do they got to go? About the other day, like, do you think there was a general like off the 18th green with like the uniform just waiting? Like, here you go.
Just the Humvee waiting.
Your uniform. Give me your bag.
Give me 20, soldier. There's push-ups right on the 18th green.
Get right into it.
That's so sad, dude. I'm so, you know, as many problems as we have in America, that just makes that's what makes us great.
Dude, and
you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we are very fortunate that we have people volunteering for the military. But like, how these guys are so screwed. So if nothing, I did a bunch of research, you know.
Ian's come more prepared than we've ever prepared to a podcast.
Absolutely. But like, and I love this.
But like, I am interested in these stories. Like, I am interested in what's going on here. But these guys, like the last guy who just went to the military service, which will be like 2 years, he's currently, he won a couple like big matches. He's now the 933rd ranked golfer in the world.
You want to
like,
talk more?
He's like, they're done. There, like, you know, this, his career is most likely done. Over.
Yes. I mean, 2 years away from golf is a lot.
Well, let me ask you this, Ian. Like, do you think they go in full military? They like can't golf for the next 2 years? Or do you think they are catered to a little bit where it's like, this guy's a professional athlete, he's going to still be able to play golf?
There's like a medical exemption that they can kind of get that's within there that allows them to do a little bit, but it's not enough. Like, basically, like, to be a professional golfer, you have to golf every single day. Like, you just have to do it. That's your life.
I think they're doomed. They're done. Imagine taking 2 years off of golf and then trying to be a pro again.
That would be rough.
It's such a bummer. I mean,
if they even come back.
You have to, right? I would.
I mean, you would try, but it's hard to come back.
Yeah. Let's be real honest. They're not like the top golfers in the world.
Yes.
But they're getting these guys at their prime.
I mean, Si-woo played on a President's Cup team. Like, he's not bad. Like, he's won.
So who do we got in the women's Olympics here?
I'm all on the Nelly train.
Right. I'm with you, dude. Right. We got to go Nelly, right?
And I want the Korda sisters.
We got both Korda sisters. We got Lexi. And I have the biggest crush on Daniel Kang. So I really hope she wins. If she hears this somehow, I hope she really wins. Because I love Daniel Kang.
This is very sexist. Is she the brunette?
Yes. That's sex. I don't think it's sexist. I think, but she's definitely brunette.
Okay.
She had blonde hair at one point, but I love her. I have a huge crush on Daniel Kang.
Every time Vinny talks about her, he always sings, "You're beautiful. It's true."
Well, we can't post this anymore. I have to edit that out.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We're posting that
now.
Shit.
We can't approach Daniel Kang. Thanks.
No, I'm way worried about what's his name? Come back. Sue us for copyright infringement.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, his song goes and mine went
dun 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 dun.
Like, right. It's different.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
Different top. Different. I get that.
The Vanilla Ice experience.
Exactly. Loophole.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Vanilla Ice loophole. So PGA does return this week, though. We got the World Golf Championship, the FedEx St. Jude. Always a great tournament because of what the money it raises for the St. Jude Foundation.
Oh.
It actually,
agreed.
For those kids,
I always thought St. Jude paid them to do golf and took money from the children.
They paid them to do golf.
Yeah, probably
taking
somewhere.
Money from the children.
I think FedEx pays for it.
Gotcha.
I don't think St. Jude. Yeah. I don't think they're taking any money for the children.
Yeah. I thought FedEx just packaged it. That's all.
Oh, I saw what you did there.
Thank you.
Ian, bringing the heat. Knowledge, jokes, and he was nervous.
What?
We had to give him a couple shots earlier today before we hopped on.
Yeah.
So it's time for everyone's favorite time of the podcast. Pick 'em.
Yeah. where we have only gotten one.
One. And this is episode 18. So one out of 18.
And that was the British Open. It's not the British Open.
No,
it's the
no, it was some rando PGA that Heath picked. You didn't pick the PGA because that was Phil. No one in their right mind picked Phil that day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
no one picked Phil. But we did get one.
Yeah, right? We did get one.
One out of 18. I don't even
remember who it is. I don't even remember who we picked. Correct.
Yeah. It was one.
We got it was Rahm. It was John Rahm. It was John Rahm.
Oh, when he won the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, one out of 18 is
that's decent? Not bad.
No, it's awful.
It's actually, think about it.
But we've tried numerous things, like picking multiple people.
Yeah.
So, like, we tried to kind of pick, like, half the field. Still didn't pan out.
Yeah.
I guess let's give it up to the guests here. Who do you got on the St. Jude Classic?
Well, first of all, I'm super excited for this tournament. Like, all the storylines, the PGA storylines are back on here with, like, the break of the U.S. Olympics. So I have some dark horses that I really like, but the guy who I think is going to win it is going to be the guy who has won it, I think, twice in the last 3 or 4 years, Brooks Koepka. I think I've liked what Brooks was doing his last couple of days, and I think he's going to win it.
Last couple of days? What was he doing the last couple of days?
Well, the last tournament.
Oh, I didn't know if you were out there walking with him and his caddy, seeing what he's doing.
Because the last couple of days, he's just been sipping.
He's just been
Michelob Ultra. Yeah, we just were hanging down out. Guys. Right? Yeah.
I solid picking with the favorite there, 12-1. Heath, who you got?
I got Louis Oosthuizen.
Wow, I like it.
He's been playing so well. He just needs to win.
I feel like that's like everybody. I feel like there's so many people who are playing well. Like,
what's right?
Yeah, it's the first week back, so everyone should be rested, ready to go. Sung Jin Im is back. He's going to redeem himself.
He's trying to get as many tournaments in before he goes. Wouldn't
that suck if he won this one after losing the Olympics?
So sad. It'd be so sad. You know what? I'm going to go with Rory. I liked what I saw.
Yes.
Sabatini?
No. McIlroy, the real Rory. I mean, do you remember Rory and Rory Sabatini's like his duel with Tiger back in the day? Like, he would talk trash about Tiger, and Tiger would. This was kind of a weird rival. It was like him and Vijay Singh. That was pretty much all it was back then. But I'm gonna go with the real Rory, Rory McIlroy. I liked what he did in Tokyo.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
18-1.
Can we see if any of those pan out?
Do you think he's going to be wearing a hat this next tournament?
Yes. How funny was that? He has too small of a head that Nike makes his hat.
I never really noticed until national media was
like, why aren't you wearing a hat?
Had too small of a head.
Well, he said it. They were like, why don't you have a hat? Oh, that brings me back to something in the Olympics. Can we talk about how awful the uniforms were? Every team's uniform sucked.
Dude, Australia's?
I was going to ask if you, because you were the big uniform, like,
I'm a uni like
guy. You're the uni guy.
Huge uni guy.
And I was like, I thought Xander Schauffele looked kind of badass.
In the blue on the final day? That was the first one, though. That was the only one.
Okay.
Everyone's unis the rest of the days just sucked. It looked like, I'm not disparaging 5-year-olds or kindergartners. It looked like kindergartners designed everybody's unis.
I love that kindergartners are now woke and...
You have to be careful. You have to be careful what you say these days.
You can write that one. Put that on a shirt. Kindergartners are woke.
But the unis at the Olympics sucked. They were so bad.
Agreed. They were not cool.
Also, do you think Justin Thomas was a little pissed that he had to wear the USA ones because they were designed by Ralph Lauren? What?
No, I think he felt comfortable in it.
Yeah, kind of like a F you dropped me, but
well, that was a thing. Him and Ralph Lauren, him and Ralphie.
Yeah. They had a little falling out.
Oh.
Yeah. He missed a putt and said something bad and Ralph Lauren dropped him.
Like Bryson with his driver. This is Justin Thomas with his long sleeve shirt.
A little bit more, but yeah. Okay. He had a
It was a little.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he got to wear Ralph Lauren again. congrats to JT. Yeah, so Olympic unis sucked, but yeah, you're right. The Australian team looked the worst. They looked like waste management design.
Yes, uniforms. Exactly. Waste management. That's exactly what I thought. There were so many memes or like posts on Instagram. They were like, tell us what he does for a living.
Like,
not golf.
No.
And like, it was Cam Smith, you know,
yeah,
like, with his mullet.
Cam's got to go with that mullet. You know, I used to love that mullet.
The yellow shirt.
I love the mullet. And I've been trying to get you to grow a mullet for the last like 6 months.
No.
Cam's got to let that mullet go, man. It's too much now.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's overtaken.
It's a lot. It's a statement.
It's definitely, we're done. We're out of COVID times, so it's time to come back to normal and cut your hair. I mean, right now, I'm not one to talk. I look like I have half a haircut. Like, it looks like someone forgot to shave. Someone shaved half my head.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got
what's happening.
Yeah.
It looks horrible. Yeah. Not styled.
Do you have to like tilt your head when you're talking to people just so it looks normal?
Well, you know, well, when it's styled, it looks a lot different. In a hat, it looks crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say GQ model, but maybe when it's styled.
Can't wait to see that.
I believe it. I've seen Vinny roll up at 10 p.m. looking pretty sharp.
Looking fly in a druddy.
Right?
In a druddy, dude. Don't knock the druddy.
The dress druddy.
You've worn that dress. You've worn the druddy before.
Yeah, I had to borrow it not too long ago.
It was clutch, right?
It was a good clutch.
Should we head over to Twosome?
Yeah.
Now, Twosome, this is where we talk about usually Heath and I's world of golf and what's going on in our lives. However, now that we got Ian here, we have a lot more to talk about. You guys actually played golf on Friday together.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, we did. It was great times. Angeles National, beautiful day.
What?
And the bar was open when we started.
Yeah. Do you think they heard the podcast?
Probably.
Because
that's probably why they were open.
You told me that they were open and I was shocked.
I know. They're usually, and we teed off at 11. Usually like 10:30 to 11 is his break time. And he was there that day.
I just don't get why that club has like half their gate closed all the time. Like,
yeah,
there's yeah, not they started there. That in COVID.
There's not even a starter. They don't even have like someone who's like a marshal. Not that they really need it, but like, I don't know what's going on with that place. I have lots of questions.
Yeah.
We always golf there. Busy. We golf there at least 3 times a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that we got Ian here, Ian, I have a lot of questions with Ian being on the podcast and in golf, because you're an amateur.
Yes.
Right. You don't have a handicap.
I kind of do now.
Oh, you do? Did you sign up?
Yes,
I did.
Oh, all
right.
What is it?
I'm at a 19.7. I am the very bottom end of an average golfer.
Oh, look at that.
19.7. Yeah. That's great, amazing, dude.
That's only three behind me, I think.
Yeah. And I think a year ago, I don't think I would have like, I think I probably been like 21, 22. I'm pretty sure I probably shaved about 10 strokes off my game, like on average.
So
yeah. Go ahead, Finn.
I was gonna say, what got you really into wanting to play golf?
It was really you guys. Like, you guys started it. Like, so Michigan was probably the first time that we all three of us golfed together. I saw Heath hit a man dead center in the chest with a three.
We've never talked about this on the podcast.
From 200 yards out.
And by the way, this is 1999-ish by everybody, yes. So everybody knows.
Yes.
But yes, we've never talked about this, but tell the story.
Well, like, so I was just getting golf clubs. We had a tour pro that was out there in Michigan. What was his name, Heath?
Jim Flick.
Jim Flick.
From Nicholas Flick. So my first golf lesson.
Messed up my swing.
Yeah. he screwed up Vinny's swing. He loved Heath. He really liked Heath.
He did. I think he had a crush on you.
I had a crush on him.
You should. It was Jim fucking Flick.
Yeah, it was Jim freaking Flick.
Yeah. So he was like a cool way to get into it, right? Like, right. He had a very like good philosophy, very simple. Like,
he was amazing.
Yeah. And like, I love you guys. I love hanging out with my friends. And when I got to experience what 4 to 6 hours of like fun game time where you have to like apply yourself and like be outside and also like not give a shit. Like it was amazing. Like, but I didn't really take it seriously until probably like 10 to 15 years ago, like 10 years ago, I probably was like, I got your clubs. I bought your old clubs from you. And then that was like,
I would say in our 30s, I would say when we all turned about 30, 31, that's when we really started taking it serious. Besides Heath, he took it serious in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Hence me losing for 20 years.
But Ian, there, but like, I feel like the last like 2 or 3 years, like you got the bug like somewhere in the middle of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like when I was like, I went from like the basic club set to was like, I want like real clubs. I want to like figure out my stuff. I like apply myself. I watch videos. I like, you know, like I try to
like we have some
intention. I want to have fun, but like, you know, like I know like I'm inconsistent everywhere. And so like, but that doesn't mean I can't hit a good drive shot, a good, you know, wedge shot, a good, you know, putt. I just need to put it all together. So like, I feel like I'm in those tiny little adjustments and like consistency is like the biggest thing. Like, so I love it. I'm hooked on that. Like that mental side of stuff. Like I'm like a junkie for it.
So Heath and I would say Heath and I are probably rivals in this, our friend group playing. Who would be your rival amongst our friend group?
Rich, who I've lost to the last three times, like we've played with is probably my closest rival.
Right.
And so he's some, but like Vinny, you're like, I want to catch you. Like, I want to catch you and beat you. And like,
let's go. Yeah,
like, I feel like Heath's going to definitely go.
I feel like I'm your Heath. Like for me, it was the Heath. I get that. I get that. Cause
you're like the Moby Dick. Like you're like, I want to catch Rich. I want to catch Dan. Like you and Dan are kind of same way there, but like,
yeah, Dan's pretty good.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, you're good with like pressure too. Like, I feel like every time that I am doing kind of well, like if you're having like a slower day, like you'll get in my head, like you'll just get in my head.
He's good at that.
It's dude, mental warfare.
And when I was out with Heath, he was having a beautiful day and he was all smiles.
He shot like an 82, happy. Right?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. I was like, I play way better when Vinny's not here. So much better.
What is it? So it is known here on the podcast that Heath and I have just like this crazy competitiveness towards one another. What is it like golfing in our foursome when we're playing?
I think it's hilarious from my perspective because like I all the little angsty things that like come out and like when you guys get all bitchy about your rules and like how you do stuff, like it's totally it's entertaining, you know? And then like there's times after a round and like you guys aren't really talking to each other. And it's just like when Vinny shuts it down, he's so good at being like, nope, that's cool. Whatever you said, that's fine. Okay, I'm okay. We're all good. Everything's fine here. Like he and it's like, no, you know everything's not fine. But like he's just like, no, it's fine. That's what I said. It's fine. Like he just keeps on going for it. Like it's so great.
So 19 handicap, so you're about 100.
Yeah.
What do you think you need to improve on to get you into the 90s consistently?
I need to shallow up my swing across the board.
That's pretty specific.
Shallow it up.
Dude, show enough. That's what I gotta do. So like these are the videos like we talk about my hands. Where are my hands at? How I'm coming down on the bulb. I think that's a big reason why I slice so much off the tee. And then like inconsistent iron shots, like I start just getting like a little bit more up and down and like flinging at the ball. Like if I can really do that, I think that's going to be the next big leap.
What do you think you need to shoot to beat me?
I need a solid 85. Cause like, if you know that I'm around that number, like I know you're going to up your game. Like, even on a classic hole, like that 18th at Angeles National that you hate so much, that would be the one time against me, you would par or birdie that hole.
I don't think so, man. If we came down 18 at Los Angeles National, you're winning. I think you're winning. Ask Keith. I think he's winning, right? Like if it comes down that hole, I mean, he's winning.
You do not do good on that hole.
At every round, we played it 100 times.
Every time.
I think I've had one good time on that hole.
So I think if it's going to happen soon, it's going to happen at Angeles National.
I hate that course with a passion, but I keep playing it because it's open.
Yeah.
But you know what, Ian? I think it's definitely doable because I used to beat Vinny 99 times out of 100. And now, like, it's not even close. Like he beats me more than I beat him. So you can catch him.
Yeah.
I will know you can say though, I did a lot of work.
Yeah.
You did. I did a lot of I played a lot of golf. Like remember that year that I started beating you? I was playing 3 times a week. I don't even know how I was going to the range.
Yeah.
I was
playing on weekends competitively. Like, amateur tours.
I think that helps. That helped a lot. Like the mental game. Cause I definitely was in my head about, I would get close to beating him and then just blow it. But now we've got a whole deal where we're just like, we know we're like, hey, you're playing really well today.
yeah. See, exactly.
That's it.
On man, you're only hole. 2 over through yeah. 6. That's great.
Wow, dude. I can't believe you shot a 34 on the front. Cue the 50.
Cue the 50 on the back. But that's exactly where on the 18th hole, you would be like, oh, you have this. You win this, Ian. You win because I'm bad on this hole. And then that would be enough to like psychologically probably like destroy me.
I don't even think it'd be
off the tee.
But even it's not you though at that hole. It's me on that hole.
Okay.
I'm mentally stuck on that hole where I can't overcome it. It's a me thing.
But then I would like do so bad that I would be like one stroke.
I'm going to be honest. If you and I came tied or close to tied, I probably would go 7 iron, 7 iron.
Yeah.
7 iron.
Oh, he would do that. All right.
100%.
That's how you win it.
100%.
I did shoot. So my best are.
Hey, can I give you a tip though? If you do beat me?
Sure.
Well, actually, I don't really care. It only applies to other people. Don't go. Yeah. Apparently people makes people mad.
Oh, some people are very sensitive.
Yeah.
Have a lot of emotions.
I don't know who those people would be.
You were there. You were there the first time I beat Heath.
I was.
Straight up. Sandpiper.
Hey, it's one of those ones everybody remembers it differently. Oh. You know, Vinny's like, oh, I was way over there in the parking lot.
And no,
like,
dude.
Right in front of me. You, like, no. In the but I was still sitting in the golf cart. You're like, yeah.
Dude, we were on the green when I did it.
Sure.
And
sure,
my
sure,
back sure. was to you.
So that's the Michael Jordan game, right?
Yeah.
And Sandpiper?
It was.
Dude, Heath had the worst front nine I've ever seen in my entire life. I was with Vinny and you were with your wife and Vinny and I were chuckling silently. Like
after it's gonna happen today.
After we would hit the ball and I was like, I've never seen Heath this pissed in his
I was so pissed because like, I was playing bad and Vinny's beating me. Fuck that.
And Michael Jordan's watching you.
MJ.
And remember that Mike, dude? MJ's watching.
Dude, off so the 10th tee, that was so crazy. Michael Jordan just sitting there 50 feet behind us, watching
smoking
off.
A stogie, watching
it
us.
It was so awesome.
It was nerve wracking.
So how do we build this rivalry between you and Rich? Because I think we need it. Because I think Heath and I's rivalry is kind of dying out. I think we've come to an understanding and it's just going to be what it is for the rest of our golf career. But I think we need a new rivalry.
I think it's there.
I think Rich needs to get a handicap is what Rich needs.
Oh, he wants one.
Yep.
He asked about one the last time we were out.
We talked about it on Friday. Yeah.
Okay. So let's get him one.
He needs to get his scores together. He doesn't have much.
So let's do it. Let's get Rich a handicap. Let's start. We should build like a second one first league.
Oh.
Ooh. I like
a little
that.
Mini tour.
Yeah, dude.
Where we get points when we play. Tour. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just amongst
oh
us.
Oh, my God.
And key points and tallies and wins and losses and how we do.
We'll have to come up with a whole point structure.
A point structure. 100%.
We can put money in this.
Yeah, I'm in.
End of year.
I'm free. Games? I'm free. Hey, can you guys go off this weekend? Because I have a lot of time on my hands.
I think
or this
the 15th,
week.
Maybe. 15th, maybe. Sunday.
That's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
We'll follow up after.
We'll talk offline. Okay. All right. Well, let's head on over. Shall we head over to the 19th hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 19th hole. This is where we kind of just chop it up and whatever we want to talk about. We're going to go a little off golf topic here. It's football season, boys and girls. Training camp has started.
Mm-hmm.
You two simple-minded individuals are Steeler fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are.
I'm a Bills fan. Is it too early to get excited about football season?
Hell no. It's not.
Nope. Nope. This is the perfect time to get excited.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 2 weeks away from preseason game starting.
Yeah.
You guys have the first game, right?
Yeah. Hall of Fame game versus Hall of Fame games.
Yeah. So right
he,
now,
he didn't start know that until at, just now, I'm sure.
What'd you say?
He probably didn't know that the Steelers played in the Hall of Fame game until just now, but.
You're right.
All right. No judgments. No judgments.
It's all right.
Anyways, what were you saying?
However, though, Bills versus Steelers, week one, boys.
Right?
Week one.
Which is your birthday?
Week one. On my birthday.
Yeah. Bills are going to win that game.
I think so, too. I think Bills are going 16-0, 17-0, 18-0 now, right? Do we have to play 18 games now or 17 games?
18.
17. 18?
The Bills are going to go 17-1. Because we may lose to the Chiefs.
They have to lose the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Too soon.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Good burn. Good burn.
That was a good one. It hurts. It hurts because it's true. Hurts. It's true.
But you guys have a great team. You should be excited now, especially too. Like,
and we're moving to Austin apparently.
Yeah.
So I saw that.
I know. You just get a good team and like a once in a generation quarterback, and goodbye.
Well, no, they're just it's all BS. But I will say I don't like the Pegulas for what they did. I mean, they're just trying to get money for the state. Whatever. They're not moving. They're not moving.
That was a power play.
Yeah, they're just saying, hey, we're gonna move to Texas, and they just want the state of New York to pay for their stadium. Which every other stadium in the country does that, so who cares? So how do you guys feel about your Steelers this year?
I feel pretty good. I think we'll be better than people expect. We won't be great in some areas that'll hold us back, but I could see us being a number six playoff team or vying for a number six playoff spot.
In the past years, we've made bets, Bills versus Steelers, and also on the golf course.
Yes.
Do we want to make a bet right now? Because I got a buddy. We have a buddy named Brian Donnelly that would be gladly joining this bet, and I probably can speak for him here. Should we make a bet for this Bills Steelers game?
Yeah, Heath and I will take the Bills, and you guys can have this team.
Yes, I'll take that bet.
I'm going to say no to that.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys want to make a bet?
You know, I have another friend in college football that screws me like the same time as a Penn State fan, and he's an Ohio State fan. I always lose the bet. Like, it's not going to work out. We're going to lose.
I mean, but I don't even, I'm not confident about this bet. Like, even like last year, I was confident about it. But this year, I don't think the Steelers will win.
I mean, the worst case scenario is you guys wear Bills unis again. That's not. I mean, that was great that you guys had to wear Bills. We should get some, we'll send that over, post that. Yeah. Those pictures of you guys wearing that.
It's not so bad because generally people in the public don't really know what those jerseys are, you know? So they're
we'll post it on Instagram though. That second one first, Instagram. Bet?
Wait, is this game in Pittsburgh or Buffalo?
I believe it's in Buffalo. No, it's in Pittsburgh, I think. Wait, should I use the Google machine?
What was the score last year? It was kind of close until it wasn't, right? Was it a blowout at the end?
No, I think it was fairly close.
I feel like it was like very close, but you guys might have won by like two touchdowns.
It's in Buffalo.
It's in Buffalo.
Mm.
Is it? We are so good.
Is it nationally televised? Is it?
Oh, it's a 1 o'clock game, I think. Which is crazy. You would think it'd be Sunday night football.
Yeah, keep that day open, Ian. You're coming over.
Oh yeah,
1 p.m.
Oh yeah.
Why isn't that the Sunday night game? That's so crazy.
I know.
All right, so what's the bet?
Let's do this bet.
All right, what are we betting?
If it is just wearing the jersey, whatever.
Oh, no, we can do something different. We've already done the jersey.
No,
jersey wearing.
That's okay.
Should we do tattoos?
Definitely not.
Let's go back to this jersey idea.
All right, so losers have to wear the other person's jerseys gear on the next round of golf.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Again.
Hold on. Okay. What? When we had that first game coming out of there, it was like just coming out of COVID. We have to wear this like in the fall. I can't do this in the summer. I can't wear a.
Well, luckily we'll be in the fall.
Okay,
when this happens.
Okay.
Yeah, last time you guys were in Tustin, it was about 200 degrees.
It was so hot in that thing. Those.
All right.
And the shoulder pads didn't help.
Yeah.
Well, the helmet, I figured, would be the worst part.
That was. My neck was sweaty.
Yeah. I had no vision.
We'll post all these photos so you guys can see on Instagram of this bet. All right. So that's the deal, right? Winner right. have to wear it next yeah. unis.
Hey, anything can happen.
You two so, versus shake, me and Brian. Me.
We can actually shake.
Yeah. There we go. So me and Brian will wear Pittsburgh gear if you guys win. If.
Yeah.
But here's my worry, though. You guys play really well the first 7 weeks of the season. And then you guys choke.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, anything can happen week one, I think. We'll have an extra week of games.
I'm so excited about it. Josh Allen, we got some weapons.
We do, too.
We do, too.
We're not the void. We just have maybe...
We have Harris now. We actually have... We still got Juju, we got Mapletron. Like, we have weapons,
dude. Heath, we have a really good tight end grouping. Our offense is gonna be fun to watch.
So you guys are gonna do trip tight ends and go?
We'll do.
Is that what you're doing?
We're gonna do more two tight end sets.
You guys lost Connor, right?
We are three. Yeah, he's with the Cardinals.
Good luck. All right. Well, I mean, that was fun. I can't wait to see you guys in blue, red, white, and blue again.
Wait, you said we lost Connor. Like, we got Najee Harris now.
Oh, that you like, did get Najee.
Let's go. Yeah, like,
yeah. I was Harris jealous is of that
blow
pick.
It up.
Yeah. I was jealous of that pick. So yes, it's not too early to get excited about football.
No. So. And I'm stoked to watch the Cowboys on Hard Knocks.
Oh yeah, dude. That is a good one.
Yeah, I love Hard Knocks when that comes out.
It was. Last year's Chargers one was good, and I don't like the Chargers. Yeah.
Because right? and then you start looking at the players and they highlight them when they have like one good play at practice and you're like, I'm gonna put him on my
fantasy team. Oh,
he's gonna be
speaking
good
of fantasy fantasy team. Heath, it's about that time. I know you've shown some displeasure in our fantasy league. I'm gonna ask you right now, are you in or out of the friends and family league?
I'm out.
What?
I'm moving on.
Now
I retire.
Are you moving on because I've won four out of the last 5 years?
There's multiple reasons I'm leaving. One is you've won four out of the five seasons. Another one is all these weird rules. Where
wait, I told you. I told you
200 points.
I told you
one game. Like,
wait, I told you we were going to revamp the rules.
Is it really going to happen?
Yes, I told you it was.
All right,
just for you. I'm revamping the rules.
All right. Well, then the banana hammocks are back in.
The banana hammocks are back. I'm looking forward for the fat pandas to win their fifth out of 6 years championship.
If that happens, I'm really going to quit next year.
I mean, if I win another one, we might as well stop this league because
we might as well just retire it.
Four out of five.
I lost to you in this last one.
Yeah. I don't know what more I can do to give you guys a win. I mean, I just don't know. I've tried. It's unprecedented, I think.
I think so, too. Statistically, near impossible.
Yeah. But last year I won our other one, our big money league.
Yeah.
And then I won this one. I will say right now, there is going to be a name change to my franchise.
Okay.
We are not going to be no longer the Fat Pandas.
Oh.
We are now going to be called the Trash Pandas.
Oh, nice.
Oh, why is that? Where did the name change come from?
Because I'm a trash panda.
Oh.
Are you?
Yes.
It's a spirit animal.
I am a trash panda. I live my life as a trash panda.
I don't disagree, Heath. Do you? Anything?
No, there it is.
You don't want to be the midnight snacks?
No. Don't want to be the midnight snacks. Why you gotta bring up past trauma? I'm in therapy for it. BetterHelp.com.
Hey. Hey, man. You gotta do what you gotta do to get better.
All right, let's head over to the 19th hole. Psych. It's actually second one first, not the 19th hole.
You had me on that.
Just kidding. So second one first. This is where we give life a mulligan. And I guess we should give our guest the first go at it.
Ooh, okay. So I have two. I had two that I'm like choosing from. One involves both of you guys.
Oh, this is you go whatever one you feel is the best.
And then the other one is kind of separate, but kind of fun too. But I'll do the one that's like golf oriented for us. So
it doesn't have to be golf oriented. He's shit his pants before.
I know. I loved that one. one of my all time favorites. Okay. So I'm going to do, I'll do the non-golf one. All right. I'm going to do the one Palm Springs. So I was in Palm Springs. Vinny knows this story, not personally, but I think we told it to him. He was very disappointed in us, but this is like 15 years ago. A bunch of us, probably like 7 or 8 of us went to Palm Springs for a nice weekend of wine, food, water, chill out for a few days. And like the second night they were there, we went out and a couple of the girls that we were with, got like catcalled by some guys. And, that kind of like started like a whole thing where I wasn't there for it, but some, like one of our other guys had to like say something to this group. Nothing really happened there. We left. We went to a piano bar, a nice piano bar in Palm Springs, very just relaxed. And those same guys who catcalled those girls came and sat right behind us at this place. And so then that started a whole conversation of like, hey, why were you such a B-I-T-C-H? Why were you doing this? They started like swearing and cursing at us. And then we were like, hey, like we didn't like bring this on to us. We're not interested in you, anything like this. Like you should apologize. And then they kind of apologize, but then it took a really sharp downhill turn and the two guys grabbed each other and we went from all the way on the left side of the bar to the whole way about 50 feet to the right side of the bar, knocking over every single table and chair and the piano off of the stage in an all out bar brawl at a piano bar in Palm Springs.
Nothing like Billy Joel and some swinging fists.
So my friend, my buddy Ashton and this other big dude are like locked up with each other. There's three girls punching and like clawing this guy, trying to pull him off. And then I'm off to the side and I'm fighting one of their other boys. But this fight, like, have you ever seen two people who don't want to fight each other?
You're just like holding each other. You're hugging, essentially.
And like, so we were tumbling around and then he got on top of me and I was like, oh, this guy can like start womping on me. But he wasn't. And he just was kind of like holding me.
At least you knew.
I know. And I wanted to get up, but I didn't know how to get him off of me. So I decided to like eye gouge him. And so I started pushing my thumb into his eye. And then he bit me. He bit me like in the lower thumb area super hard. So I had to stop pushing. And he's like, I don't want to do this.
Oh my God.
And I was like, no, I know, get up, get off me. And so we get up and then like they get up shortly afterwards, like everyone goes, everybody's adrenaline is racing. The other guys had left. We stayed there. We picked up every single chair and table, put the piano back up on the little stage area. And then
you probably knocked it out of tune.
Dude.
I was so out of tune.
Dude, the bartender was like, the cops are coming. You guys, like, I know it's not you guys, but you should go. And so like we ran out of there and then all my friends were like, did you fight the waitress? Who bit you? Like,
the waitress.
What's going on? I was like, no, it was another dude. I'd like get him off of me. But like my second one first, like now that I'm a much more pacifist kind of now. But like, I wish I just would have said to that dude, I just would have used my words and said, hey, dude, I don't want to fight you, but can we stop our friends from fighting? Like, can we work together to do this? I wish I would have never had to eye gouge him and that he would have never had to bite me. That's my second one.
That's a good one, Ian. I like it.
Vinny was very disappointed in us.
He called me that next night and I was like, what are you doing? You're a 30 some year old man fighting.
Dude, they started it.
He started it.
I'm not a fighter. Go for it. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Of course, I've been in some, but because other people, I usually jump in. What's yours, McCall?
Well, mine has something to do with Ian because he's our guest. And I remember this story and you can help me tell it and fill in the blanks. But I believe you were helping a friend film a like an independent film.
Oh, my God.
Correct.
That is correct. It was shot in downtown L.A., right? And
Burbank.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did two shots. One was in Hollywood. It's all chasing. So it's all chasing. And one was in Hollywood, like just off of Hollywood Boulevard, like one of those side streets behind there for like a mile. And then we went to like Burbank at like 1 a.m. to like this auto kind of area. Lots of high fences and barbed wire.
Continue, though. You were some sort of like officer or FBI agent in a suit, right? Yeah, and you had a gun and you were running after this person. You were chasing them.
Yeah, chasing.
And all of a sudden, like cop cars. How many cop cars?
Three cop cars and one three police helicopter.
And one helicopter.
Yeah. A helicopter
shows up.
They turn the helicopter out.
Yes.
And they're like, get down. And he gets down and he's like, I have a fake gun in my pocket.
So this goes back to the opening because I used my highest, friendliest voice to tell these police officers that I have a gun because like I had fallen right before they showed up and I took my piece and I put it in my belt.
I took a squirt gun.
I took my squirt gun piece and put it down my pants like a gangster, like right in the front. So when I put my hands up, like my gun was like my piece, my handle was showing. I was like, this is it. Like
you could have got, I'm done. Shot.
I know.
You could have got arrested.
So yeah,
but then it ended okay, right? They said you can't do this here, and right.
Yeah. So they detained me, they arrested me, they checked everything. The cops were mocking me before they got all my friends out of the car. I was like, did you hear him? He was like, I got a fake plastic gun. It's very rude. Very rude.
So then, what's your second one first, then, Heath?
Mine goes out to that because I guarantee he would just want that as a mulligan. I'd want to probably not even be there.
That whole night I told them when they showed me that thing, I was like, this is not a good idea. This is not a good idea, you guys.
So funny.
Not a good idea.
They're like, for the film, it'll be good. Hey, so I have that on VHS.
Oh, we need to see the tape.
And my plan is to digitize it and release it. I've contacted the writer and director, the brothers, the Caton brothers, were who wrote and directed that.
They followed that up with the Matrix.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. They followed that.
they became women afterwards and directed the Matrix.
Yeah.
That was it.
my second one first is not involved, Ian, but this is a crazy story and I actually can't believe I'm telling it. So when I was about, 8 years old, my dad got remarried. Right. So it's the night of their wedding, my dad and my stepmom getting remarried. You know, weddings, they're fun nights. Everyone's having a good time. You know, everyone's partying, drinking. I'm 8, 9 years old. So basically I'm just observing this event. Right. And just having a good time. A whole family's there. But I see my stepmom just talking to this dude like the whole night, just talking to this guy. And in my head, I'm like, yo, like, what is she doing? She just married my dad. Like, what is she talking this dude
it
for?
Trip it all.
And
really?
I'm like, what is going on? So later in the evening, I tell my dad, like, yo, dude, she's talking to this guy and she just married you. And turns out it was her cousin that she was talking to the whole night. And they got into a huge fight about it, and the next morning I got lectured for minding my own business. so my second one first goes out to 8-year-old, 7-year-old Vinny not minding his own business and causing a family fight on day one of their marriage.
That is amazing,
man. Hey, you were just looking out for your dads,
right, dude? Like,
right,
home team, baby, home team.
You weren't gonna
right, home piece. Team.
Wow. No.
But yeah, that was.
They spent our whole. So they fought the entire time. They fought the whole night.
The rest of the reception into the next day.
Oh, it's your cousin.
All right. Maybe I should
kids
should be
cousins,
heard, not
maybe.
Spoken. Right? Like, yeah. Kids should be seen, not heard. That's exactly where that phrase came from.
Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth.
Exactly. So yeah, that's my second one first. First of the season.
Good one.
All right. Everyone's favorite segment of the podcast, Heath's Joke of the Week.
So a father told his son, the time has come for us to have a conversation. Soon you will have new urges and feelings that you've never had before. And it will be hard for you to understand. Your heart will pound. Your hands will sweat. You'll be preoccupied and won't be able to think about anything else. But don't worry. It's perfectly normal. It's called golf.
I saw that punchline from a mile away.
Yeah. I kind of did too, but I like you.
Well, you can't, they can't all be winners.
I think you're back-to-back losers this and back-to-back. You had a streak going there for a while where you had like 3 weeks in a row.
You didn't like the 18 whole golf course last week?
That one, that we had to give that a bad one for a reason.
Yeah, well, that happens. Yeah. You know what though? We had so much fun. Ian, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We had a blast with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. Ian. Check out our Instagram page. Like, subscribe, and review the podcast. And always remember to hit the second one first.